Concours Agricom 2007, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 1. The Pepsi Challenge.
Indra Nooyi, whose appointment as CEO of Pepsi was announced this week, could hardly be more different from her predecessor, and not just because she's a woman. Ms. Nooyi, born in India, fronted an all-girl rock band at college and once led a diversity conference in a rendition of the Banana Boat song. That PepsiCo has appointed a woman to its top job is an anomaly in the world of business. Ms. Nooyi will be the 11th woman running a firm in today's Fortune 500 list of America's biggest companies. That is the most there has ever been, up from zero in 1994, but still a tiny number. Things are moving in the right direction, but progress is glacial, says Deborah Soon of Catalyst, an organization that tries to help women climb the corporate ladder. The same is true throughout the executive suite. According to Catalyst, only 16% of the corporate officers of Fortune 500 firms are women. Since women comprise half of the managers and other professionals in the American workforce, the glass ceiling still seems formidably thick. Ms. Nooyi will become the world's most important female chief executive. She is the obvious successor in the public eye to Carly Fiorina, who was forced out as boss of Hewlett-Packard, a Californian technology company, in 2005. Because there are so few women chief executives, they become role models whether they like it or not, says Ms. Soon. Ms. Nooyi will also be a model for women of color, she says. PepsiCo has long had a reputation for training executives, male and female, many of whom get poached. Sara Lee took its chief executive, Brenda Barnes, and Kraft pinched Miss Rosenfeld from the food giant. The firm is known to promote according to performance, and managers are expected to create a diverse pool of talent beneath them. Many of America's top female bosses are in the consumer goods industry. In this business, most consumers are female, so having women in charge can help companies understand them. Consumer goods firms started appointing women as brand managers in the 1980s, and at firms such as Sears, Federated Department Stores, and Kimberly-Clark, as well as PepsiCo, more than a quarter of the top officers are women. Research by Catalyst found that firms with a higher share of female officers had stronger financial performance than their peers in every industry, not just in consumer goods, and no one has challenged its numbers yet. Ms. Nooyi inherits a firm in good shape, but with some problems. For one thing, there is serious trouble in her native India, where activists have accused both PepsiCo's and Coke's colas of containing high levels of pesticides. There is general agreement in the business world that Ms. Nooyi was the best candidate for the job. It is a sign of progress that she got it. Fin du texte numéro 1.